Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Well, hello. Welcome to Jules Says. I'm Jules. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate your time and attention. And thank you for sharing this podcast with your friends, family, and your frenemies. All opinions and perspectives are mine, and I hope you find my musings at least a little bit relatable, or maybe you feel a little bit of comfort in hearing about some of my faults and mistakes. If you're messing things up, you're not alone. We're all human. I hope you had a nice Easter weekend if you celebrate Easter. Abe and I don't celebrate. Honestly, I can't be bothered at all with any celebrations because it's just the two of us. And we don't care. I think a lot of people only care about these special occasions because they get a day off work. But Abe didn't even get that. He had to work Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And of course, Easter Monday only counts if you're a government worker, at least in Canada. My U.S. client only closes down for Christmas Day and the American Thanksgiving. Not Easter, not Remembrance Day. Remembrance Day I can understand, since some of the leaders would prefer not to learn from historical wars. And of course, not just Americans. They certainly don't have a monopoly on warmongering politicians. But it does kind of amaze me how precious Thanksgiving Day is to Americans. We do not care about Thanksgiving so much in Canada. For us, it's just kind of a celebration of the fall harvest. And it's in October because our harvest is a little earlier because we're north. But in the U.S., Thanksgiving Day is sacred. So yeah, the Americans celebrate that with shopping, turkey. Well, shopping the day after on Black Friday, and turkey and football. This year, we did go to Abe's mother, Sarah's, the Saturday before Easter. So we had a little early Easter celebration. She tries to do it on a different week just to try and get as many people available as possible. Because Abe's mom, unlike me, cares deeply about the Christian holidays, and her love language is food. So all she wants is for her children and their partners and their children to be there so she can feed us. Of course, when we arrived, Sarah had all the food ready and everyone helped themselves and sat in the living room to eat and chat. And the whole time, she was puttering in the kitchen, kind of back and forth. I was busy chatting as usual. But she would offer people more food, offer us coffee, tea, multiple desserts, all homemade, of course. And when I offer to help her, it's a bit difficult for me to accept her refusal for help. But then I remember that when I have people for dinner, I don't want them cleaning my kitchen. I'm fine with it if it's family. But I asked her after, as people had left and it was just kind of us, did you enjoy the day? Because it seemed as though you just slaved over the stove preparing all this food, then it was gone in a matter of minutes, and then you worked to clean it all up. You didn't really get a chance to sit and chat. Sarah insisted that it just makes her happy to do it. She loves hearing her children and their families enjoying each other's company, which I get. Even when my girls were little, I just loved listening to them play as I cooked or cleaned or went about my day. But now that they're grown, I never have my children together. I think the last time they were together with me was, I think it was Christmas 2019, but it was so short, and there were so many other people around all the time. It was never just us. I had tried to plan a trip for my 60th, but we couldn't all make it at the same time. Then the pandemic hit. So the time before that that we were all together was Carrie's wedding, which, oh my God, 2015? I can't believe it's, this will be 9 years this year. But there were so many other people around. Everything was so busy with a wedding. It was never just the core group, the gals and their families. And back then, we only had Violet. There was no Richard yet, although Joanne was secretly expecting Richard and didn't tell us until later. But I think that's the main reason I'm not a big fan of any of the holidays. When the girls were little, I looked forward to Easter. I often made them a special spring dress. One year, I made a lovely pale yellow dress and blazer ensemble for Catherine. I think she was only about 4. And I bought her pretty little gloves and shoes and an Easter hat. I loved dressing up my little girls. I bought them pretty coats to wear with their pretty dresses, hats, and shoes, for the winter, too. I didn't like to see a little girl in a dress with ugly, dirty running shoes and a ski jacket. We had Easter egg hunts, of course. The Easter bunny brought them nice chocolate bunnies, chickens, or eggs. And I really enjoyed preparing their little baskets of treats for them to find in the morning. Sometimes I made Rice Krispie Square animals. Instead of pressing the marshmallow mixture into a pan, I sculpted bunnies, chickens, or bears with hollowed-out tummies or backs to hold eggs. I even sculpted Rice Krispie Square baskets. I loved doing all that frivolous stuff. And when the girls got a little older, they really liked going to the big Easter egg hunt at one of the Sarnia parks. And it was pretty exciting for children. There was a giant Easter bunny, who turned out to be a convicted pedo, wouldn't you know? I asked him once why he was a single man with no children of his own. And I asked him, why are you interested in doing all this volunteer work with children? I completely forget what he said. I just remember how he kind of looked away when he said it. And at the time, I sincerely did not suspect anything. I certainly care about children, even though I don't work with children, and even though mine are grown. And I think it's good for them to have community male role models, not just their dads or their uncles or brothers. And it was possible that he was just being generous with his free time. I gave him the benefit of the doubt. But oh my God, was I ever disappointed to find out he was an abuser. Anyway, overall, the town Easter celebration was definitely a hit for my children. There were Easter basket decorating contests, Easter hat decorating contests, and Catherine consistently entered those contests with her own creations, which I did not do for her. You could tell some of the other entries were done by an adult. And although Catherine didn't necessarily take first prize every year, I don't think she ever came home without at least placing with something. And the prizes were pretty good. Usually a nice big chocolate bunny or eggs. I'm sure she could remember better. I have a very bad memory. Maybe I am getting dementia. One year she made and decorated a giant, I think I bought poster board for her to do it. It was like a giant top hat that she wore over her body. It had eye holes in it. And she had a bare midriff where she painted a face. Her belly button would have been the mouth and or the center of the mouth. And she painted this face on her tummy and danced around on stage for this hat decorating contest. Oh, my God. She always made me laugh so hard. And I loved those days. I just loved them. But children grow up. They move away, start their own families, have their own lives with all of the busyness that goes along with, I guess, me having successfully instilled a pesky work ethic. So I don't get them anymore, and I haven't for years. Thankfully, we have technology, so I do get pictures. And you would think we'd video call more often, but we don't even do that as often as I'd like. You'd be surprised how difficult it is with the time difference and their busy work schedules and family schedules, my busy work schedule. It's hard to actually find a time when they're available at the same time as I am, which I suppose means I did a good job. They're independent, strong, doing well. But I can't help feel just a little bit envious of those families who live closer to each other, who spend special occasions together. Maybe I shouldn't envy them at all. I don't know. Maybe they argue a lot because they're together so much. I have heard from a few people I'm close to about family arguments, and you would never know. I always say, you name me a family with no dysfunction, I'll name you a family you don't know very well. But I do wish I had not been chronically exhausted when they were little. I was young and dumb, and even though people warned me those years would fly by before I knew it, I was just so tired that it felt like a lie. We celebrated most special occasions at my parents' house. I did not have to divide my time with in-laws because my in-laws were in Ireland, so we knew that wasn't going to happen. Being able to go to my mom's was such a gift. And my mother, Dorothy, was great company. She was the best chatter imaginable and a really good cook. I've always said if you can read, you can cook. I don't mean chef-level cook, but if you can read, you can cook a decent, healthful meal. You can just follow those instructions. And I loved my mother's cooking. Maybe because she was my mother. Do we all love our mother's cooking? But she consistently invested a lot of effort to prepare a really beautiful meal for those special occasions. And even though she was crushed and angry when my dad chose to stay out drinking and show up late, or he criticized some aspect of the meal, like, Jesus Christ, why the hell wouldn't you have it? Have we no cranberry sauce? Have we no pie? Well, you can't have turkey without turnip. She kept doing it. And I used to wonder why when I became a teen. I looked at this and thought, what is the point? Why do you keep doing this? You can't rely on him to show up on time. And he doesn't even appreciate it. Maybe he did appreciate it deep down, but he certainly didn't express any appreciation. I don't actually remember if she ever gave me an answer, but I am certain that she clung to the hope that he would change.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When her health started to deteriorate, much too young, I started having special occasions at my house. Or I did more of the cooking at her house when she just wanted to stay home. She loved to be at her control center. No risk of not having anything she needed. And at home, she could have her two little Bichon Frises, Button and Gigi, by her side. And if you've ever had a dog, you'll know that no one will ever love you like a dog. But one of the problems I have, or one of the problems with me, is I never liked cooking. I enjoy baking. I had an Easy Bake oven when I was little. Loved it. I enjoy cooking an occasional special meal. Like I like having a dinner party once in a while. But I do not like the daily grind of making supper every single damn day. I don't think I should have to be responsible for other adults' food or stomachs. And yet, it has always been my responsibility. But on the other hand, I also feel guilty if I don't prepare the meals. I've internalized that this is what I'm supposed to do. It's one of my jobs, just because I was born female. So I can't win. I sometimes feel a little bit resentful that I have to interrupt what I'm doing to make food. If I don't cook, I feel like I'm a bad woman. Maybe I am a bad woman. And I could be wrong, but I think Abe's mom, Sarah, doesn't ever mind cooking, ever. Maybe that's because her children are grown now and she doesn't have to cook for anyone anymore. She has said partly it's because she appreciates the fact that she has an abundance of food available to her now, and she didn't always. Sarah might not be a big hugger, but boy, oh boy, she loves to feed you. And I certainly don't have to cook for Abe. He doesn't expect it, but I feel guilty if I don't, so I do it. One of the things I love about Abe is that he doesn't complain about what I make. He appreciates it and thanks me pretty much every time I make him any food. Never once has he sneered at the food I made or called it dead. He's never not spoken to me or told me I'm a terrible woman because there wasn't enough variety in the meals. If I'm busy or working late and he's hungry, he'll just start supper without being resentful about it. A friend of mine came to visit recently and asked, just in conversation, if I liked cooking. No. Well, who does the cooking then? She asked. I do, for the most part, because it's not about who likes it. It's something that has to be done. And for me, it's 100% a result of the gendered expectations I grew up with. I believe that these expectations are changing for the young women, and I'm glad for that. Share the work. Cook together, chat, sing, or maybe dance in the kitchen while you're at it. One thing that never occurs to me is lunch. Even when the children were young, sometimes on weekends we'd be busy with, you know, swimming lessons or dance classes, grocery shopping, housework, maybe a birthday party. And sometimes one of the girls would ask if we were having lunch. Or I'd look at the time and go, oh, the children probably need to eat again. Lunch is the worst. When they're in school, you have to pack something that they'll actually eat. And my children did not have access to microwaves at school or a cafeteria, and we didn't eat bread in our family. Well, not really. Sometimes I made gluten-free bread for Carrie, but it had to be toasted and warm to be even remotely palatable. You can't pack that in a lunch bucket. And the other girls just never really liked bread that much. So I would cut up vegetables and fruit and maybe pack a pickle with a slice of ham or turkey or cheese. Or I would pack a thermos of soup. One day, Jake, our family dog, was excitedly digging in the back corner of the main closet where we kept coats. What is he after? I was probably just cleaning that day. It was a weekend. And so I pushed the coats aside and pulled out a dirty backpack. I opened it. Some papers, bits of garbage, and deep down in the bottom of it, rotting food. Someone's uneaten lunch. That was one of the very few times that I really lost my temper. I have no idea. I don't remember what was eating at me that day. But I do remember that I threw the food out the back door. I was so angry. I yelled at the children terribly. Something about the first thing they're supposed to do when they get home from school is empty their backpacks. They were at an age where they were at that age when they didn't have an after-school babysitter. It was hard to find childcare even then, and even harder to find part-time childcare. I apologized to them later for my outburst, but the reality is, you can't undo those lapses. I'll never forget those few minutes when I became a monster. It didn't happen often, thank God. But that should never happen. Children deserve a happy, peaceful mom. And even though I didn't regularly overreact, when I look back on that and some of those moments, few that they were, my frustration with what felt like relentless demands of being responsible for everything and everyone was there, even if I wasn't overreacting. Children are incredibly attuned to their mother's emotional state, and mine had to have felt what I was trying to keep at bay. Because even if I wasn't overreacting, it was there under the surface all the time, that tension. Ugh. I hated packing lunch, though, more than anything. Abe used to say that he and his siblings had to start packing their own lunches in elementary school. "You should have made them pack their own lunches," he would say. If I had done that, they wouldn't have packed anything and they wouldn't have eaten. Ever. It was bad enough that they didn't necessarily eat even when I did pack a lunch. Sometimes I would joke with them when they were helping me put the groceries away to, "Let's just save some time and throw this lunch food directly in the garbage." When I was little, we had to go home for lunch unless we took the school bus, and it was a rush to walk home, have lunch, and walk back. I remember how happy I felt to walk in the door if my mother was dressed and smiling, versus how nervous I felt if she was still in her night clothes, looking exhausted. We sometimes forget how intuitive small children are, how attuned they are to their parents, how well they read their parents, the tension in the air, whether their mom was having a good or bad day. Then they punch that down and carry it out the door back to school in the pit of their stomach and grow up with it. We obviously, in the olden days, didn't have to go home for lunch in high school. Plus, there was a cafeteria. So what did I do? I smoked with my friends, of course. If I was really hungry, I bought some Frutella candy and ate some of those. I can't believe how stupid I was. I was just a ridiculous, sad, stupid little girl. Abe also comments that I seem to always get ready on the weekends and plan to go out right at lunchtime. But lunchtime shouldn't exist, I'll insist. We're full-grown adults. Do we really need food in the middle of the day? Abe does. But it's such a pain to interrupt your day to make and eat something. I get having something in the morning. I get supper before you're winding down and maybe going to bed. But lunch, what a pain, right in the middle of the day. I do like having salad for lunch, but salad is a pain to make. Salad is actually one of my favorite foods, honestly. But it is a pain to make, and it's not enough food for Abe. I try to have leftovers available that can be reheated, and sometimes if Abe is doing the reheating, he'll ask me if I want some. Usually I decline, of course, saying something like, "I don't need hot food in the middle of the day. I'm not a farmer or a laborer. I sit at a desk. Plus my Fitbit tells me that I only need a maximum of 1,200 calories a day, so am I going to be eating hot potatoes in the middle of the day? No, I am not." I guess the silver lining of not celebrating these special occasions, if there is one, is that I don't have to cook anything special. Where not so very many years ago, I was frazzled and busy and tired, now no one expects anything from me. I completely understand why some moms, especially the ones who don't have a lot of outside interests or a job, get very depressed when their children move away. They grow up and move away gradually, but then you look back and you realize it did fly by in a flash after all, just like everyone warned me it would. This Easter Sunday, Abe worked all day while I did some bookkeeping, cleaning, and laundry. I read a bit of Sarah Pascoe's book, Weirdo. I practiced my lines and music for Mamma Mia. A nice, lazy day. I didn't even call Carrie because I knew that she would be probably at her in-laws, and frazzled because she's working so hard these days. I was planning to get groceries until it occurred to me, the stores are closed. Oh yeah, Easter Sunday. I roasted sweet potatoes, carrots, and onions, food that Abe had bought the previous Thursday. Oh my God, poor Abe. I am a bad woman. I've decided that maybe for a while, maybe I'll just start cooking tofu and frozen vegetables and potatoes or rice for Abe because he needs the extra starch, just to see how long I can do it without feeling guilty. Who knows? Maybe I'll get sick of that and feel motivated to cook after all. There's a first for everything. Thank you for listening. If you have anything you'd like to share, email me at jewelsays@gmail.com. Jules Says is written, recorded, produced, edited, mastered by me, Julie. Have a lovely week.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.